بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحق من ربك فلا تكونن من الممترين. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained that the Jews, Christians, recognize Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam even more than what they recognize their own children to be their children. As a person is 100% sure that this is my child, and in fact if they have twins, perhaps nobody else can make the difference between the twins, but the parents know exactly which is this one and which is that one. They may look very, very similar. It is narrated that Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked Abdullah ibn Salam, who was one of the chief rabbis of the Jews who accepted Islam, is it true that you people recognize Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam more than what you recognize your own children to be your children? So he said, there's absolutely no doubt in that. Our own children, we can make a mistake. Maybe the wife was betrayed us and she brought a child from somebody else. But with regard to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we have got no doubt whatsoever. All his qualities, all his description is more in the kitabs, so clear that we recognize him more than what we recognize our own children also. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, how true Allah ta'ala's word is that they recognize Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam as they recognize their own children. And then this ayat Allah Ta'ala revealed, Al-Haqq mi Rabbik, Haqq wahi hai, jo tera Rabb ka hai. The truth is only that which Allah Ta'ala says. فَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُمْتَرِينَ فِرْ تُو نَا هُو شَكْ لَانِ وَالَا. So do not have any doubt whatsoever. So with regard to the Qibla, then the changing of the Qibla, lot of discussion carried on. There was lot of criticism from all sides. But Allah says, leave all that alone. And the truth is which Allah has revealed. There will always be in all matters. And this is a great lesson for us also. Today many of us, we are confused of things. But see what is the truth from Allah. Then do not have any doubt. Follow that truth very, very rigidly and very firmly, and have no doubt whatsoever. As at that time also, like we say today, very confusing, we don't understand. Like that also, the enemies of the truth, at that time the Jews, the Christians, etc., and behind them all, of course, is Shaitan, who causes all this confusion. And with regard to the Qibla, all the different views, the criticisms, etc. So Allah revealed one standard principle, that what Allah has revealed, that is the absolute truth. So we also in all matters, we should see what is the command of Allah Ta'ala. And then we follow that command of Allah Ta'ala, and we do not have any doubt. Then we do not have to worry about the criticism of people. People will keep on criticizing, and that should not matter. In view of Allah's command, what are we worried what the whole world says? In view of what Quran and Hadith have said, what are we worried about what scientists and politicians say? When death has come, then a person should have no doubt. Then in all these matters, whether it is with regard to the vaccine, whether it is with regard to all the protocols, once a person knows what is the truth, what Allah has revealed, and that is very clear, then he will have no doubt about this matter, and he'll be clear-cut, and he'll have complete conviction on this matter. And all these matters, even today, are so clear-cut. If a person, this is the basic rule which Allah has revealed. However, if a person still finds some doubt, it is narrated, if a person reads 7 times, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, show us the straight path, any time of the day, anywhere, then in all his matters Allah will guide him to the straight path, to what is correct. Then he won't have any doubts. And we all have to make decisions all the time, whether I should leave home this time or that time, whether I should take this road or that road, whether I should do this or that, in our house matters, in our business matters, personal matters, we all have to make decisions. So by reading that, Allah will guide us. Another very thing that will convince us very easily is to read Surah Kahf. If we can't read the whole surah every day, then at least the first 10 ayats and the last 10 ayats. This will also establish the truth in our hearts. And we will be so convinced what the truth is, we won't have this confusion and this doubt in any matters whatsoever. And this truth, it will come into a person like it is famously known of Huzaifa ibn al-Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. When he was told something which appeared perhaps in our eyes is a small thing, to do something against the sunnah because of the criticism of the people. On the top of his voice, we would say that he yelled and said, أَتْرُكُ سُنَّةَ حَبِيبِي لِهَاُولَاءِ الْحُمَقَى. Must I give up the sunnah of my Nabi for these stupid and ignorant people? Today also the people who regard themselves as so sophisticated, so learned, but if they are not on sunnah, they are stupid idiots. And must we give up the sunnah, which is the most greatest, most honorable, most beloved of by Allah, for these all stupid atheists and non-believers? A person will have that conviction. Or like Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, at the time of the conquest of Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Muqaddas, when it was conquered, then he said, and they suggested also to him to follow a path his own people suggested, that these are very sophisticated, very philosophical people, very advanced people, people very particular about things. Change your dressing a little bit. Change your mode of transport a little bit. He said, نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. We are a people, our honor is not in our transport, what kind cars we are traveling in. Our honor is not in what kind clothes we are wearing. Brand names, fashionable clothes, our honor is in Islam. And if we will look for honor in anything else besides Islam, the simple, straightforward way of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah will once more disgrace us again. And that is what our condition is. But if we have this conviction of sunnah, and al-haqqu min rabbik fala takunanna min al-mumtarin, the truth is from Allah, so do not have any doubt in any matter whatsoever. It's a short ayat, it looks a small ayat, but it has got great, great potential meaning and great, great food for of thought and food for our practice, for our practical lives. And any person who will follow this in these days of when everyone is saying we are so confused, that person will live with conviction. And he will have no doubt whatsoever, and he will see the truth of Islam, and he will follow it, and he won't worry of the criticism of people, he won't worry of regulations and laws and rules also, because the highest rule is and law is the law of Allah Ta'ala. And when he's confirming with that, he will not have worry. The greatest authority is the authority of Allah. When he's confirming to that, those small little authorities which mean nothing, he won't be worried about them at all. So this ayat has got great, great food of spiritual food for us, guidance for us, and to follow the right path and to have contentment. And that reality we will see then at the time of mort, when we will be given great, great basharats if we follow this. And on the other hand, may Allah protect us. If we don't follow the truth which Allah has revealed, a person will be in doubt all the time. He won't have any peace of mind. And at the time of mort will be the worst day of his life. When Malakul Mort will come and he will have had no peace of mind, that will be the worst day in his life when he will see what is in store for him ahead. May Allah guide us and let us benefit from the Quran Sharif and make it the way of our life, and we bring it into our lives completely and fully.